Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, peace and blessings, my beloved brothers and sisters, family and friends. I ask you please to forgive me for my tardiness. My phone was like tripping out. You know, you press the send button so that it can make the call, and it didn't respond, so I would press it again. And then when it did respond, it called the same number two or three times. So I had a little difficult time, but we made it through, and I thank God for that. I pray that you had a wonderful day in the Lord today. I remember about two or three days ago, I said that how wonderful it would be if we can go from one corner to the next corner, just worshiping God. Nothing else on my mind. Nothing else on our mind other than worshiping God. And I pray that today, if you didn't practice it then, that today was that day that you decided that you're going to allow yourself to just worship God. Oh, Father God, thank you. As for me, my beloved brothers and sisters, I had a good day. It has been really fantastic. I've been moving around, traveling, doing some things. And I took the time to go to a church that I haven't never gone to. And in the church, the pastor began to talk about how important it is for us to understand the sign of the times, such as how the government is doing everything they possibly can to control the churches. That if you allow yourself to get a 501c3 from the government, they then have the rulership over the church, telling the pastors what they can and cannot preach. And mainly because of the fact that many individuals, such as the gay society, and I'm not knocking anybody in any shape, fashion, or form, just sharing the story with you that was shared with us, that the gay society would go into a church, and as the pastor would talk about how man and woman was created specifically for the beauty of bringing forth a child, not man for man and woman for woman. And because of such teaching, which is strictly from the Bible, gay men and women have come to a point that they felt as though that they were being harassed. They felt as though that it was wrong of the pastor to point them out. In fact, when that wasn't the case. Anyway, that's not what I came on to talk about necessarily. I came to talk about how we are to understand the reality of strictly learning and activating in our lives the Bible, the Word of God. No more, no less. I came to talk about us allowing ourselves to come to a point of saying that we're going to keep the word. That's a subject for today. That we're going to keep the word regardless to what happens. That we're going to hold on to that completely. Allow me to pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. I love you. I literally am so glad that you use me on whatever capacity you so choose. Thank you for your son, Father God. I have no idea what I would have been able to do that enabled me to have the joy that I have. And I'm not talking about ha-ha joy necessarily, Father God, as you know, but I'm talking about the joy that allows me to look at situations in our lives and say, I can handle this through Christ Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for enabling me to look and have a smile on my face while I'm looking at death in his face and say, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me, and I have no fear because of Christ Jesus. Thank you, Father God. It feels so good to know that when we allow ourselves to keep the word and we deal with all situations according to the word, that within time we will receive the crown of life, enabling us to have dominion over all things that's down here on earth, so that we can have the testimony of saying that Christ is activated in our life to the fullest degree. I thank you for that, Heavenly Father, because without you, we would have no testimony. that would be on heavily balanced. Thank you, Father God. Thank you so much. I also thank you, Father God, for every person under the tone of the voice in which you have given me, because, Father God, you are doing some wonderful things, and I thank you for allowing us to just indulge your word, Father God. That's it, to indulge your word. I ask you to bless everybody, fathers and sons, mothers and daughters. Help us, Father God, who are supposed to be the saints, who are the saints, to understand that we ought to be there for the fathers and the daughters, the mothers and the sons, the grandmothers and the grandfathers, the aunts and the uncles, the lost and the blind, the ones that are mentally limited, and those who are physically limited. We are supposed to be there for them, Heavenly Father, so that they can glorify your name because of the love that you shine through us, so that they can feel such love. I thank you for that, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. I ask that I decrease, you increase. Show them you, Father God. I need not be seen. I am just a vessel, just a cup. Fill me up so that they can get a cool drink of water. In Jesus' holy and precious name, I say amen. My beloved brothers and sisters, I thank God, really. I thank God. Now, I don't only thank God, I worship God. When I say I worship God, I'm talking about nothing comes before him. And when I say that nothing comes before him, meaning this here, all of us was trained by somebody in some shape, fashion, or form. Now, we may not understand this completely, but it's as if all of us went to bed with somebody spiritually, and we took with them, with ourselves, we took with us the things that we went to bed with, went to bed for. Attention, some of us sound like our mother, some of us sound like our fathers, our friends, even our enemies. Some of us got some things from TV, magazines, radios. We got some things from school. We got some things strictly from the streets, whether it came from people or otherwise. We got some things from subliminal messages. We got some things in some shape, fashion, or form, all of us. And we may not realize it, but we used the things in which we got, because when it was imputed in us, we let it flow through us, because we did not actually understand the reality of those things being that which controlled us. Some of us went through some things. Some of us have a tendency of when we deal with life and life hands us that foul part of life, some of us have a tendency to act foul, because some of us only know how to be foul. Some of us have a tendency to act intellectual, because some of us have learned how to deal with things intellectually. Some of us have the ability to make it so that we take things easy, because some of us have come to say, is that all it is? Some of us have learned some things that we really make it look like we got things completely under control. Because, you know, back in the day, they used to say that I'm what is called cool breeze. Because whatever happens, whatever is going on, I remember one time our house was on fire, and my mother and my brothers and everybody was going crazy, running out the door. One of my brothers jumped on the fire escape and actually fell from the second floor down to the ground. Thank God he didn't hurt himself, while I was literally just as calm about it as possible. Yet they did not realize that I was the worst of them all, not because of the fact that I was worried about the fire, that I was going to get burned. I didn't concentrate on that. But because of my attitude, I was the type of person that would hurt you real quickly. I was the type of person that didn't care about things. So, of course, nothing particularly bothered me. But see, I got that because of the fact that I learned through my upbringing. I'm not going to put nobody's names out there any longer. I learned through my upbringing that I don't have to take nothing serious, because I said everybody's crazy. So I paid no attention to people, and I actually exhorted myself because I said, I'm going to learn on my own the things that need to be taught, not realizing that all that I was taught came from somebody. And everything that I was taught was against God. Although I had a mother who loved God so much, until if I would allow myself to take heed to her words that she got from Christ, I would have been a greater person, not greater than anybody, but greater for my own life. Because literally the words that was coming from her mouth came from Christ, and his words is life. So everything that I did had to do with death. Everything that I did had to do with darkness. Everything that I participated, everything that I indulged had to do with somebody getting hurt in some shape, fashion, or form, if it wasn't just me, myself, getting hurt. Everything that I was about nothing. But check this out. Ask you to do me a favor. I ask you to go take your Bibles and go to... Thank you, Father God. Go to Luke 11, and we're going to start at 27. Luke 11, 27. And this is what the word said. And it happened, as he spoke these things, talking about Jesus, that a certain woman from the crowd raised her voice and said to him, Blessed is the womb that bore you, and the breast which nursed you. But he said more than that. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and allow that word to manifest in his life, to whenever he's dealing with whatever is happening in life, that he used the word of God to combat whatever it is, whatever it be, because that is literally the beauty of life. When you allow yourself to deal with all things on earth by using the word of God. See, you learn words from this person and words from that. I remember Will Smith. I forgot the name of the word. I forgot the word, but it was a rap. This particular word was in one of his songs, one of his rap songs, and the word actually went into a dictionary. I'm serious. Just look it up. And at that time, I said, man, the man that made history. And I was impressed that from a foolish word, from just a silly word, they defined the word, gave it a definition, and it went into the dictionary. It blew me away. I come to find out that we all get a word from somebody. We always get something from somebody in some shape, fashion, or form, and we allow that to become a part of us to the degree that what happens is what we are is what we get. And we only are what we got. So we can only give what we got so somebody else can get it. Now, who are you getting the word from? Let's go to Matthew 4 and 4. Check this out. Let's go to Matthew 4 and 4. I find out that the reality of us actually showing God that he's first is we using him first in every situation that we're in. No matter what we're going through, no matter what's happening, I found out that whatever situation you're in, if you allow yourself to let the word be that which leads you by that of the Holy Spirit, you become everything that causes the world to see that you belong to the kingdom and not to the gutter. Because everything that's down here is like the gutter in compared to the kingdom, in compared to heaven. Heavenly things allows you the ability to say, I'm above these things. Not above people, not better than people, but I'm above these things. So Jesus, he was out being tempted by the devil. And listen to what he said. The devil was, the devil being what he is. Check this out. I'm going to start in 3, okay? My apology. Matthew 4 and 3. Now, when the tempter came to him, he said, if you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. But now check this out. You know, the devil have a tendency of saying that if you think you got it going on, do this. Show them. Let them know who you are. Show them that you have talent. Show them that you got it going on. Show them that you are the man. You're the woman. Let them know that you can do amazing things. And the reason why he wants you to do that is because it doesn't be about God, it didn't be about you. So Jesus humbled himself to the degree where he said, it is written. He didn't claim it. This is not my words. But it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by the word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So whenever I'm dealing with you, devil, whenever I'm dealing with a situation, whenever I'm dealing with whatever it may be, from that of hardship to the most wondrous of things, of situations, I shall use your word, Heavenly Father, because when I am in a bad situation, I know that I can abound. And when I am doing very well, I know I can be humble. It is through your word that I use it as a mirror so that I can look at you, Jesus, and allow myself to say, this is not me, but my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This has nothing to do with me, but it has everything to do with me getting the word from him. So actually, do me another favor. Let's go to Joshua 1 and 8. Check this out. Joshua 1 and 8. Deuteronomy happens to be one of my favorites, and the reason why is because Joshua took on the reign after Moses. Joshua was so afraid to do so until God had to tell him several times to be of good courage. He was actually frightened. And the reason why is because he knew that Moses had a personal relationship with God. As a matter of fact, he and God was actually friends. Can you imagine you and God and the living God, the creator of heaven and earth, who formed man from the ground, you and him become friends? To where y'all can sit down and talk with one another as if y'all's just buddies. That's the beautiful part about what we have the ability to do, because literally, that's what God wants from us. He wants friends. He wants people that he can sit back and just chill out with. Us not allowing ourselves to get ahead of ourselves, get big-headed, think we can above them, we can go above them. No. Father, I realize that you are God, but it feels so good to be able to sit with you and chill out with you and have a good time. Joshua 1 and 8. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. But then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. How? Is he talking money? Prosperous? Is he talking money? Is he talking about material things? Very little. What he's talking about is you having the ability to deal with all of the negativity that's down here, all of the mess, the hardship, the trials, the tribulations, even the loss of loved ones, that the word brings you to the point of peace. And the peace that God gives you, nobody can take it away. So even when you loathe somebody that you love dearly, the word to be your comforter. Because by that of faith, the word enables you to come to this understanding. Thank you, Father God, for allowing me the period of time that I had with the person in whom I've lost. And I'm going to use your word, Heavenly Father, to enjoy the comfort that you're about ready to bring me. Yet, Heavenly Father, I'm not only going to do that, I'm also going to place it into my spirit that Jesus, while he was on the cross, he was looking at his mother, Father God, and he said, "Woman, behold your son." Son, it was your word that enabled me to come to the understanding that if I lose somebody that I love, I can take the love that I have for that person and share it with somebody else. Allow that love to still live, to let it flow consistently, constantly, so that I have the ability while you're giving me the comfort in which I need. Somebody is getting comfort from the love that you gave me from and for the person in whom is no longer here. It enables us to mature on a level that says we have the ability to enjoy the greatness that God has every day, because God loses people every day. People who did not come to Christ, people who denied Christ, people who ran away from Christ. God feels the pain, yet his love still flows so that he can take care of us in the manner that he created us to be. That's what kind of God we have, and that's what kind of God he wants us to be. Yes, I said God. I don't mean capital G. I mean small g. That's what kind of God he wants us to be. He wants us to show the world that we're so strong in the word that we can handle all situations with a sober mind so that we can have the ability to show people that nothing will cause us to lose our mind. Nothing will cause us to go to whatever it is that we think that we need for the temporary comfort in which these things can provide. But again, I say temporarily. That's what kind of God that he wants us to be. That's what he wants. As a matter of fact, for some, because some may not be able to handle the old, wait, he's calling us God. Some people may not be able to handle that. But so let's just call, that's what kind of children he wants us to be, so that we can have the ability to share peace on a level so that people can say, that's who I want to be like. Not that person, but the person who's motivating that person, which is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's why Jesus said this. Now, let's go back to Matthew. Check this out. Check out this. We got a wonderful God. The only thing that we have to understand, we need to know who we're worshiping. And we cannot worship two. We have to only worship God. Because some of us have the tendency of worshiping the person who hurt us, worshiping the person who loved us, the person who kicked us to the curb, the person who stole from us, the person who's talking about it. We have a tendency of speaking more about those things, those people, than we worshiping God, who gave us his only begotten Son. Okay, let's go to, Matthew. Did I say Matthew? I did say Matthew, didn't I? Yes, Matthew, we're going to go to 5. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I say thank you. Whew, Father God, thank you. And 9, where it says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God." Let's say children of God, for the sake of the women. When we allow ourselves to deal with everything in a peaceful manner, it doesn't matter what's going on, doesn't matter what's happening, that we don't lose control of ourselves because we let in the word to work with us. We understand that the Word is the Comforter by that of the Holy Spirit. As a matter of fact, let's go to Romans 5 and 8. No, not 5 and 8, 5 and 5. Romans 5 and 5. Check this out. Romans 5 and 5. For the Word is powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword. It's amazing what we can do when we understand who's feeding us. We allow God to feed us. We become actually kings and queens as opposed to peasants. And what I mean by peasant is a peasant will accept whatever it is. Doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, I was walking through the neighborhood, right? And as I was walking through the neighborhood, what happened to me, I said, you know what? I understand why certain things is built around this neighborhood, because the people did not get engaged to say, this is not what we want. This is what we don't want. Okay, check this out, because I don't have a lot of time. Romans 5 and 5. Now, hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. Now, if you remember, Jesus said, I will give you the Spirit of truth. See, the Spirit of truth is he who provides the Word, so that we have the ability to say, now I know how to be free. The truth knocks out all darkness by the light from the Word. And when we allow the Word to be that which governs our life, what we are doing is saying that it is that which I can overcome. I can be more than a conqueror. I know now that I'm an ambassador. I understand when God said that I am of a royal priesthood. I know that I'm a child of God. So I don't have to act like I'm a slave, because the Word actually set me free. God bless y'all, brothers and sisters. Take care of yourself. Study the Word. Bye-bye.